The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have been monitoring what Americans drink. Half the people in the United States, we're told, drink sugary beverages on any given day. Energy and sports drinks, fruit drinks, soda, or pop, if you live in certain parts of the country. The report also shows that males guzzle a lot more than females, and teenage boys drink the most calories. There are a lot of calories in these drinks. Now, if you're looking for an occasional alternative, an occasional treat, you may want to look to the past. The fizzy, tangy, lip-smacking tastes of the soda fountain are making a comeback. NPR's Allison Aubrey introduces us to two modern-day soda jerks who are dusting off recipes and serving them up.
Sometimes the past is carried into the present by a sound. When these carousel horses took their first spin around back in 1921, soda counters had sprung up across the country, thousands of them, mostly inside neighborhood pharmacies. Some were gilded and ornate like this carousel, and some even played this music. Now, a few places here in D.C. are recreating this old-timey soda fountain feel.
Well, these sort of became the gathering places for people. They probably would have been pretty noisy, bustling little places.
Owen Thompson stands behind the bar at America Eats, a tavern in D.C., a few blocks from all the monuments and museums. Here, they're reviving all sorts of tastes from early American history.
So, what should we try first?
We'll start out with sarsaparilla. It'd be good for you.
Sarsaparilla is a root. It was once listed in the U.S. Pharmacopoeia and used as a treatment for everything from syphilis to eczema. Thompson uses a mortar and pestle to grind up eucalyptus, birch bark, spearmint, and tosses it all into a stainless steel shaker.
And we're going to throw it back and forth from the shaker into the glass.
It's so aromatic, you can smell it before you taste it.
Oh, that's good.
It's very refreshing. It's nice.
Really
I like
good.
That.
Ross Robertson and Robbie Meltzer gather at the soda pump. They're drinking the sarsaparilla syrup mixed with extremely fizzy mineral water.
Earthy eucalyptus, maybe?
No, it's kind of eucalyptus-y.
No, I always get notes of anise. It's like a big one for me.
Something's standing out here. I love this. Definitely the licorice.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a big element that shows up in a lot of these old school root sodas.
Now, Thompson is a bartender, but he's also part historian. And to make his recipes authentic, he's turned to a collection of old books. The hardback tome he's flipping through now dates back to 1860.
So this is Dr. Chase's Recipes, or Information for Everybody, which is sort of an old pharmacist textbook.
The story of soda fountains begins with people like Dr. Chase. The pages of his book smell like the past. They're yellowed and tattered. And in old-timey script, Dr. Chase spells out home remedies for almost any condition you can imagine, from curing an upset stomach to preventing scurvy.
I mean, for instance, like we can just flip open anywhere in this book, and you can see that the pharmacist was the catch-all for everything. It's funny to me how much one person did.
Often, the pharmacist had to know how to make a diagnosis.
Here's one for typhoid fever.
Thompson reads directly from the text.
If a patient be typhoid, that is, if his tongue be brown or black and dry in the center with glossy red edges,
then Dr. Chase suggests a mixture he calls a febrifuge. Now, remember, back then, there were no pharmaceutical companies making pills for a pharmacist to sell, so medicines were basically concoctions they made up themselves. So what was Dr. Chase's recipe for this febrifuge?
Sweet spirits of nitrate, compound spirits of lavender, balsam.
Toss in some gum camphor. But wait, what would something like this have tasted like? Yuck. Not so good.
That's right.
The soda fountain was the solution to this problem. People got so fed up with the vile tastes of the pharmacist's remedies, they needed some way to make the medicine go down easier.
You start to see that, like, in the beginning, pharmacists are using good flavors to hide flavors they need us to drink.
So you'd walk into the pharmacy, pick up your foul-tasting medicine, and then walk to the other side of the counter where the pharmacist had hired a soda jerk. He'd mix the medicine with a sweet, flavored syrup and soda water. So many of these early sarsaparillas and colas were first served in the neighborhood pharmacy. Flash forward to 1947, the Second World War was over, and a movie called The Best Years of Our Lives famously captured just how quickly everything in America was changing. This included the old-time soda fountain.
Yes, sir?
Didn't this used to be Bullard's drugstore?
Yes, but it was taken over last year by the Midway chain.
Oh.
But old Mr. Bullard's still here in charge of prescriptions.
These prescriptions were now mainly for pills made by pharmaceutical companies. People no longer needed a soda jerk to help make the medicine go down. Americans were now in love with bottled sodas, Coke and Pepsi. So the soda counter had to reinvent itself. Instead of herbs and syrups, they went for rich and creamy, think the milkshake. People loved them, and soda fountains flourished as neighborhood hangouts, offering drinks like egg cream sodas, orange cream soda, and root beer floats. These fizzy concoctions are making a comeback, too.
Yes, it's really what it is, you know, experimenting more and more with the old-school soda fountains.
Gina Terasavani mixes up libations at the D.C. restaurant PS7s.
Let's do one right now. It's really simple and easy. This is just fresh vanilla bean ice cream. Basically, what we're going to make is a New York soda. So we'll take 3 scoops of vanilla ice cream.
And she's borrowing a secret ingredient from the soda jerks of her mother's generation. She picks up a little dish filled with translucent crystals. It's acid phosphate, which was first used as a replacement for lime when you couldn't get citrus year-round. And it's about to give this drink a lot of pizzazz.
And with 2 pinches in the bottom, or a half a teaspoon.
Remember Lemonheads, those penny candies that were like an explosion of sour in your mouth? That's where this seems to be headed. She tops it off with a little soda water.
And that's how you would have served it.
Oh, my gosh. Lip smacking.
Do you like it, though?
Pucker your lips.
Pucker your lips. Oh, yeah. Pucker your lips.
Wow. And if you want the taste of 1947 or the bitters of the 1860s, you can now find them in cities all over the country. From Houston to Philly, Brooklyn to Boston, we've got links and recipes online at npr.org. Back at America Eats, Owen Thompson says what he loves about the revival of the soda fountains is not just the tastes of the past.
But I think that what we try to do here is to give people a nice full experience where they can sit down and have a good time, and that's probably about as restorative as it gets.
Allison Aubrey, NPR News.